No, I don't. It's not recording yet. I just wanted to do another quick sound check and make sure everything was fine. I'm just kidding. It is recording. So go ahead.
Welcome to A Cup of Joe. Hope everybody's doing well tonight. Tonight we have with us, as always, the one and only Matt Lewis. Back again, our regular guest, Cody Orchowski. And for the first time, we have a cohort in the room taking part. Welcome.
Well, thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. Yeah, our treasure.
Absolutely. I'll let Matt take it away.
Tonight's topic, poop. We're going to talk about posture, funny stories, near close calls, and I think after those three things, we kind of pooped out.
I would hope so.
Get it? There's a little joke there. A little pooped out type. Boy, you're a real treat tonight. And stop introducing Cody like he's not a founding father of the podcast.
He is not.
He is. He's a show regular.
Yeah.
I just happen to be here, you know?
Yeah. Believe me, we know.
When recordings are taking place. Yeah.
So, since it's your favorite topic in the world to talk about, poop, let's kick it off with you.
Now he's got stage fright.
No.
I can.
You gotta go to the bathroom.
Poop. What?
What else is
there to say? One of my favorite things to talk about. My God.
I've told stories to Matt and Joe about all this. We asked you about this the other day, about the wiping situation. You caught me off guard with that. You're front to back.
Well, the first one, you might need to knock a little off. And then and then front to back, yeah.
What an adjective.
For some reason, I was thinking you were the other way, but you're front to back.
Oh, are you a back to front?
No, absolutely not.
No, I'm not.
Don't answer a question with a question.
Oh, yeah, no.
I'm back to front. But I remember talking to you back in the day, and I'm sorry for thinking that, judging you. But yes, I am a front to backer myself. I just can't comprehend there being another way.
Front to back. So, yeah, okay, I'm with you. I'm talking about posture, though.
Well, we're going to start with that.
Not a game. Practice. No, I want to hear more about what you have to say, but are you sitting down while you wipe, standing up? I get the front to back thing. But we'll get to it.
Sure.
I didn't know standing was on the table.
I don't stand on the table.
What if there's a iron chair situation to where you're doing half and half?
Yeah, I'm not saying
you're
straight
about
up
shitting in somebody's yard.
No.
You stand up a little bit on the toilet and
walk us through your poop. What do you do?
Have a nice little poop.
Yep.
Grab a roll. Maybe five
squares,
if you will. Grab them, bunch them up, front to back. Stand up a little bit, or move a cheek.
What hand?
Right. Dominant for sure. Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. All right.
Go through that. And just do it till it's dry. You look at it, because if you don't look at it, when are you going to know when it's gone?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Once in a great while, though, it just keeps coming.
The marker poop.
Jesus.
Kiddo told me
that. You might have to flush more than once, but you got to do what you got to do to get yourself clean.
So many things I want to
touch on. It's a double win, because then you got a courtesy flush. If you're in a public place, you get a couple wipes, put it down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, that covers your baseline, Josh. Walk us through your bowel movement. Sorry.
No, all good. I do not wad up the toilet paper. I am a sheet by sheet, have a nice square.
It's like an art form.
Like
a perfect square.
I don't check until about the third or fourth.
Ooh, so you just know.
So you just, three or four, I mean, that's got to be.
It's a guarantee.
It's going to at least be that.
Yeah.
Actually, I have the flushable wet wipes
that
I like to finish off with to either, just get that little extra clean feeling.
I love it.
The act itself, I like to, I just scoop forward just a hair, and then I lift up one side and set back, pull the cheeks, set down, so then you got a little more room to work with.
So you're dominant
So you're not spreading the chaos.
You're dominant hand, though, as well, correct?
left. No.
Really?
We can't.
Really?
We can't rape her.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah?
Like, mine would just get everywhere if I chopped. My left hand's retarded, so, like, I would just...
Oh. It gets all over, let's be clear.
No. Left hand.
Get all over anyway. I'm sure. If you're dehydrated ass.
So that's odd, though. Why the left? Just because it's more comfortable?
It just always has been. I guess that's... Now that I think about it, I'm pretty sure it's the only thing I do left hand.
I suppose Matthew would.
So many good points have been brought up.
You like the wet wipes, didn't you? You like that?
That's a great feature.
To polish.
You have to have the flushable ones. So
I've
you
never
be
tried.
Eco-friendly, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So let's start from the beginning. I have to go to the bathroom. I go in, sit, poop. Ground zero, right? As I'm cleaning ground zero up, I do a little iron chair. I don't stand straight up, the top, but I get off. I don't sit on the toilet as I wipe. I use my weak hand as well. I use my right hand.
Really?
That's probably the only thing I do with my right hand except scissors.
Okay.
And that's not a lesbian thing.
Where's your normal toilet paper setup? Is it to your left or to your right?
That's a good point, too.
Oh, good. But it's to my right. But even if it wasn't, like, I've been in places before that it's been to my left. It's still...
Same. I still crossbody.
Absolutely.
To the weak side.
Excuse me one moment. Be right back. Before this started, I told people that I got Lexi her birthday gift early, and I said I knew she was going to call me. And
is
I said,
it her
hey,
birthday?
It's next weekend, but I got her a gift. But I knew she was going to call and be appreciative of the gift, and I said, hey, I'm about to record. Talk to you later. Knew that was going to happen. I apologize to our 30 fans
good.
That listen to this. But yes, so I the right-handed thing, clean up, and then the wet wipe is key to polish.
100%. I actually do a wet and then one more dry.
Yep. Just, my God. My best friend in the fucking world.
I'm actually very interested in this because I've never.
Well, you don't want to feel like it's sweaty or,
yeah,
or
sure.
You know that moisture. You don't want that hanging out.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah.
All right. Let's talk. What about a life in the or a poop in the life of Joe?
You shit, you wipe, you get over it. That's my life in the shitter.
So you switch it up every time?
You just
drop it and go? And who knows? Roll the dice?
Because we've had this conversation before, I'm going to poke holes in your story because it's just not true. You, one time we talked, and this, I hate to air out your literal dirty asshole on the podcast, but you didn't know. I said, how do you know, like, when are you done? You said...
You know.
Which is unsettling. But you check after a
while. Yes, you check, absolutely.
After a certain point, definitely.
Yes, you check.
After
yes.
three or four, you know.
There's no point in checking it in
right.
four or three.
No.
But,
yes.
I mean,
so, in my defense of checking it the first time, maybe the first time is just, you know, there's some, like, dry poops, that like ghost poops, if you will. The first one might not be bad. It might just be a little swipe.
So
you only need, like, two more.
You still got to...
You're good.
You got to go back, though, no matter what. There's no such
thing
as a one-way
Yes. But I want to see this.
Yeah.
I just want to...
There's no such thing.
After the first one...
Thank you.
That's why... That's when I evaluate the situation. So...
Sure. I look at the first one.
The first one's key.
What do you... So, you... I just want to get inside your head or your asshole for a second.
Just for a second.
Just a tip. Yeah, I just want to know how it
just
works.
Just the tip of the iceberg.
So, you poop.
You pooped.
Yeah.
It happens.
It happens.
And then what? You wipe?
Wipe.
Mm-hmm. And then, what if you feel clean after that one wipe?
Oh, no, you wipe. You continue to. Yes. You continue to wipe.
Okay. Somebody brought up an interesting point to me one night. I'm not going to name names because I already fucked up once. We were at somebody's garage, and he's like, have you ever reused the paper because it was just so clean? I said, no, you never reuse.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Who you said, never reuse.
I'm curious who even said that. That's never even heard of such a thing.
We'll talk about it during the break.
Reusing.
I'm not going to. Yeah.
That's a blasphemy.
I said, yeah. Because no matter what, even if it comes back cleaner than a whistle.
No.
It's still been there.
I agree.
Yeah.
I concur.
It wasn't, for the record, it wasn't any of us at the time.
I mean, if I needed to ration, like, there's this much left.
Yeah. Okay.
But,
yes.
so
fold
so
it
I'll fold it to,
yes. Yes.
I do a fold
even
over.
Then,
yes.
Yeah.
You can't, Cody, you can't do the fold over because
well,
it's
in that situation, I would.
Okay.
Right. I would find a way to shit in a different direction.
Let's talk about Ply. Ooh. I prefer
messy.
Or Brand. Let's talk about Brand. I like Scott. I like that thin paper.
See, I don't.
I don't like the thick stuff.
I do.
I don't like it too thin. I don't like it too thick or soft. You don't want.
He just winked at me when he said that. And
you don't want too much lint. The extra.
Okay.
You don't want that. You don't want that hanging out down there.
I like the thick, but I don't like the.
So if you like that, absolute perfect toilet paper is the Wegmans Blue brand. Their purple one is the extra soft, but you want just the original Wegmans.
Okay.
Interesting. That's like the happy medium.
Thank you for the recommendation. Yes. Yeah.
What's your...
Yeah.
I grew up on Scott's.
Me too. It's Scott's.
That's the
don't want it too thin because it goes through
it's like
the fucking paper.
Almost get your almost hands on it.
But it gives me less problems down the road in terms of clogging situations.
That's why you got to flush a couple times.
I do flush a couple times.
You got to know your toilet situation.
And good luck knowing it here. It's miserable here.
Well.
It's like Shawshank.
I see. So, let's get
we have a little live. We have a
demonstration here.
We have a prop.
Oh, yeah. Boy, that's a single ply.
I like it thicker.
Yeah, it is thin, but when you, if I can demonstrate, if you...
Now Joe's naked.
Yes. Okay, so you just spun that around what 7-8 times probably.
Yeah.
When I do my
with a double,
I do like a 1-2,
really?
Maybe 3.
Huh.
But that's with a double
because there's plenty. But yes, I'm talking.
So
a double.
It's the same amount, right. Right.
Essentially. But that's just a comfort thing for
sure.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
Well, there's something about doing that spin too.
Nice little prop here.
Keep that out. I'm going to have to go really soon.
I can hear you tap that.
Yeah. What about your posture? You said there's a certain posture you use.
Yeah, I said I'm not standing straight up.
Poop, not to what? Just
I'm sitting down when I poop.
Well, yeah. I hope so, but...
What do you mean? I don't understand the question.
Okay, so when you poop, are you leaning forward? Are you leaning back?
Oh, I mean, it depends how hungover I am.
Yes.
If I'm wicked hungover, I will lean forward. But the best poop posture is to actually have your legs a little elevated. I have a poop stool in my downstairs bathroom.
And it's squatty potty.
Squatty potty.
Confirm.
You actually have the squatty potty brand?
No, it's from
you just have like a... Okay.
Yeah, just a little stepping stool.
Yeah.
And it makes things... Comes right out like a... My God. It did change my poop game downstairs.
Yeah.
But if I'm upstairs, I'm not going all the way down, because that's... If I go down any stairs, I've got to poop. Like, I'm going to have an accident.
No. You probably hit yourself with an accident.
But yeah. Sometimes I just...
So if it's just a regular one for me, I'll lean forward.
Deep breath.
Lean back, get the rest out, and good to go.
Yeah.
Call her a day.
There is something about something to be said about a hungover poop that kind of bounces me back. Can you guys relate to that or no?
No.
No?
Elaborate.
So if I'm in a bad place hungover, obviously dehydrated, I'll take a good poop. I know you feel this way because we've talked about it. But I'll take a good poop. And it'll make me feel better.
Yeah, you get that poison.
Back.
Yeah, you get the poison out
you
of
ever
your body.
You ever go through that?
When you're hungover?
When you're hungover and you know it's going to, like, Memorial or Labor Day.
I get, like, 3-day hangovers, so...
But a poop doesn't even help you get back to baseline?
I mean, it makes her feel a little better.
It does for me.
I mean, it's not anything.
That's like one of my go-tos.
Gotcha.
Get a nice little slice of pizza, make a nice poop, drink a water, a Gatorade.
All in one room. He's doing all that in the bathroom.
Literally at the same time.
No, if I stand a chance, I need like a Gatorade or water, a couple ibuprofen before I pass out, and that's about the only thing that can...
Might be a good segue into hangover cures, actually.
That's a good one.
I don't have much more to say about poop.
Yeah, you have much more to say.
I don't have much more to say.
Oh, well, I got one. How about a schedule?
Okay.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good one.
I'll start.
Yeah.
I'm a fur as soon as I wake up. Sometimes it wakes me up.
Really?
As soon as I wake up in the morning, on a normal, say, work day throughout the week, I get up, relieve myself, shower, get around, get the coffee. Yeah. And then sometimes one more time right before I leave the house. And then that's it for me. Like every day, first thing in the morning.
So me and Joey have talked about this, and it actually bothers me. He only poops like 2 times a week, he said.
If that.
Whoa! You need to hydrate.
Like every day is a thing, right?
Yeah.
For me.
Oh, yeah. Every single day. Yeah.
Well, he only eats twice a week, so.
If I skip a day, I'm concerned about myself. Yeah. You hear this?
Same. Yeah.
I can't even tell you the last time.
I can tell you I pooped twice today.
Oh, yeah.
I did too.
Last week sometime, I would think.
Holy.
If there's any doctors listening, my cell phone number is 607-684-4149. Please call me, and I would love to talk about the issues that Joe's going through, both in the bedroom and in the bathroom.
usually my schedule is, I work overnights too, but it's usually right when I get to work. I'm going to do my poop on company time.
That seems to be a pretty common thing, because when I get to work, I feel like people are always fighting for the bathroom, and it always smells like death for the first couple hours. So I'm glad I avoid that, because everywhere I've worked, that's like a thing.
Common thing, yeah.
It got to a point with me where I started going in an hour early just to have the bathroom I wanted, because I knew I was going to have to go when I got there. Plus, going an hour early got me out of there an hour early. But that bathroom time in the morning, no one's there. I'm still getting paid. Technically, when I poop now, I'm still getting paid.
Yeah, but you're on company time.
Yeah, it's Monday through Friday. But
what about shitting outdoors?
Never done it. Never done it.
I gotta get started about
that. It seems to be a place of pride for a lot of guys.
Yeah, I've never understood that.
I hate it.
What do you mean?
I don't need to wait until I get back to the bathroom. I'll just shit in the woods. It's so much better. Huh. I'm like, what is...
We're not men's men, Matt. We don't understand.
Bitch, I need a bidet.
I mean, I'll do it. I'll do it if I need to. Like, absolutely need to. But if not...
Yeah. Y'all got any wet wipes?
I'll go through some pain for an hour to wait until I get to a structure.
A structure is the best way to put it.
Yeah.
I have no interest.
Zero interest.
The first time I, like, did it, it was an emergency, and I was at work at Great Plains, and I was in the middle of a field out of nowhere by a pump. We're pumping into a frack, and we're just about ready to go. So, like, I'm...
And so weren't you.
Yeah, exactly. So I was, like, worried. I'm like, it's going to have to happen. So I went and did it. And this is in the middle of winter, literally January, 2 foot of fucking snow, freezing. Anytime
it's
now,
probably the best time to do it, actually.
Well, any time now, though, somebody's going to hit up my walkie-talkie and be like, fire up your pump. Here I am trying to take a quick shit. And I don't have any toilet paper around, obviously. I had to take off my boxers, use them as fucking wipes. And
cut your sleeves off, bud.
And we're wearing FRs. You got to zip down the whole time, literally naked. Butt ass.
Just a hard hat.
That's a great way to do it.
Literally, any second now, I got to hurry up and fire my pump. But that was miserable.
Oh my god.
That's the only time I pooped outside.
The winter is way better than summertime. Mosquitoes attack.
You talking about outside pooping stuff?
Outside pooping, yeah.
That makes sense. I don't like going outside. There I said it.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I don't like, no, not going to the bathroom outside, being outside.
I've actually got a good story for you guys about, it was either high school or shortly after high school, somebody I know, a female, an attractive female, took a dump right in the yard of the
you
party.
You just blew Cody's mind.
That we were at.
Women don't poop.
Yeah, I didn't think they did.
Oh, yeah, they do.
It's wild.
You know, according to one of our buddies, it's always strawberry yogurt, apparently.
I can't wait for a break. I want names, addresses.
Oh, you guys would be surprised. It's a good one.
So what'd she wipe with or anything?
I don't know if she did or not.
That's pretty good.
Not sure if she did or not.
It was a front yard, like a residential.
It wasn't a residential, but it was in front of a the people there. Yikes. At least a handful. So it was.
I have so many questions, but they can only be answered offline.
You got anything, Joe?
It changes you. You see something like that, outside, man.
I think the no. Man, I remember like being a kid, like growing up on the farm, out in the barn. You had to go. I mean, that was annoying. You know, find a place to shit in the barn. So, I guess technically it wasn't outside, but
so you squat in the barn.
You had to go.
Did you have cows in there? Like milk?
Yeah.
So did you just go in the trough?
Yeah.
I mean, it's already filled with shit. Anyway.
Exactly. You had to go.
Yeah.
But it was a mud bath. My skin was looking
great.
Right
back, though, did you just take like a cow tail and give you a little.
Seems like a good place to go to a break. When we come back, we will not talk about poop. We'll talk about hangover cures. Joe was not into this topic at all, but we'll be back.
This segment has been brought to you by Scott Toilet Tissue. Keep it clean, folks. Keep it clean. And welcome back to A Cup of Joe. We kind of picked up on it, or started to talk about it a little bit on the first segment. What's your best remedy for a hangover?
I told you mine. Mine was take a good poop, drink Gatorade,
call
her again.
My apologies to our loyal listeners about that first segment, by the way. It's not my idea.
Maybe an energy drink helps a little bit. A nap, obviously, but...
Is this... Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Is this if you have to drink again the next day, or a hangover remedy in general? Probably doesn't matter to you, because every day is the same.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair. Energy drink was interesting.
I get up, and I usually get up, and I have the fake, oh, I feel good. I'm not going to have the hangover. I continue like my normal day and, make some coffee. A little while later, I feel like dying.
I call it the delayed fuse hangover.
Yes, so what I do, that's what I always get. And what I end up doing is I will force feed myself. I'll just stuff food in.
Tube down your throat.
I'll make sure I eat. Take a handful of ibuprofen, and the only thing, if I have a chance, I have to take a nap. Basically, my day is ruined, essentially. Every single time. To the point where I mentioned earlier that I will have 2 to 3 day, not quite three.
Well, what if
2 day hangovers, though,
for
sure.
What if you were to have plans the next day?
I won't get drunk the night before.
That's fair.
I know I have something to do early the next day or tasks to get done.
Well, I'm not even saying tasks. Drinking the next day. So you're going back to back drinking.
Oh, no.
So like you had a buddy coming home.
Nope.
And you're going to make it a weekend out of it.
Nope. I've missed a lot of good parties before that
so
reason.
You
I
absolutely
just,
refuse to back to back?
Yeah. I mean, so if I were to catch a slight buzz the night before... then maybe the next time it'd have to be a pretty
I've never seen you go back to back. Like Kittle's wedding was a great example. Like you got tuned up
and
the next day you were just sweating alcohol.
Oh yeah.
And I was trying to get you back into it and you're like, dude, take no for an answer. I'm not. I'll concede.
It hurts. That was one of the ones that I wish I would have taken it easy the night before, but
I've always had that problem. Like, say, for example, I'm in a wedding. The night before, for some reason in my mind, let's get as shitty as possible.
That's usually what I do. Oh, man.
So
right.
The day of the wedding is just miserable, but you got to still kind of struggle through it.
Then you end up having fun again.
Right.
But it takes a long time.
Yes. Oh, after the poop, the Gatorade, and the energy drink. I'm not saying it's good to go, but after a couple beers in,
So mine is, I used to do this, and I'm going to do it again tonight. I'll drink half a Pedialyte before I go to bed. It's the reason why I'm still alive. I hope they listen to this and sponsor the shit out of this, because I swear by it. I drink half a Pedialyte because it just hydrates the fuck out of you. Go to sleep, wake up feeling wonderful, finish the rest of the Pedialyte, and I'm good to go.
So it's never failed?
It's never once failed me.
Never in life.
It's got 33 times the electrolytes of Gatorade.
I mean, a couple weeks ago, you didn't seem like you were in good shape.
Yeah. I didn't drink Pedialyte.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. I forgot about it for a bit. I just stopped doing it. I think when I came to Oakland, I just...
Pain in the ass.
What's that?
To do. It's just...
Yeah.
You just forget about it. Or,
you're not thirsty at the end of the night. You're like, the last thing I want to do is drink more.
Yeah.
But
you
choke down a Pedialyte. Like, every Christmas party I've ever had, I've done those Pedialytes.
Yeah,
like,
you always had.
Yeah. Oh, that's when I had a Sam's Club membership, so that's probably when I stopped, when that shit expired. But yeah, that's mine. It's simple, Pedialyte, and food doesn't hurt either next day. Yeah,
you actually gave me the Pedialyte thing, that idea, and I never think to drink it the night before, but the next day, it does help.
Yeah.
It definitely helps, and there's a couple people that I've passed that on to, so and they swear by it now.
Is it better to do it the night before or the morning of?
I mean, I would always say the night before, because that's when it's working. That's
then you're not going to bed super dehydrated, right. And then you
wake
up,
you just can't breathe, because there's no fucking substance in here.
I can breathe, but
I'm kidding.
Yeah,
what
fine.
About you? What do you think?
I don't know if I have one remedy. I mean, I think it's...
You don't poop, so that's out of the question.
I've never been hungover.
It depends. I guess it depends, one, how drunk you got. You know, how bad is the hangover.
Let's say a jelly drunk.
What you have to do the next day. I used to... Another good one that I used to do before I found Nexium was Alka-Seltzer. Take a... tablet of Alka-Seltzer and water. I used to do that, and that always seemed to help. I don't know why or for what reason, but it always seemed to. But pop some Tylenol, then if you have nothing else to do, go back to bed.
Drink some water.
I mean,
I'll tell you what, though.
One thing I do sometimes is drink some vinegar.
Oh. I've heard like pickle juice.
I've never tried it, but I've heard.
I forgot about that.
I did just to do
restores electrolytes and like your muscles and.
I forgot about pickle juice. I did used to do that.
Have you done vinegar for hangovers before?
Oh yeah,
Because you drank some vinegar the other night when you had the hiccups, and we didn't think it would work.
It didn't.
No, it didn't. You had hiccups for about 8 hours.
Yeah, that doesn't work. But. Yeah.
Interesting.
But yeah, like, another one was the food and go back to bed.
Yeah.
Wake up, eat a piece of pizza, go back to bed for...
See,
I mean, sleep...
I don't want any food. I mean, I don't want to look at food, see food.
Oh.
No. I mean, that would make it worse.
Seafood or see food?
Look at food.
All right, so Joe, for example, then, like, you're a back-to-bed guy, so, like, say...
I'd say one of the best. Sorry, I don't want to cut in on you, but I'd say one of the best. I've never seen Joe in like bad shape. They'll say, "Oh man, Joe,
Joe
tied one on last night, and then the next night I see him, and he's ready to rock. Oh, I just worked all day, no big deal.
Pulled a double. Fucking going back to back.
Oh, don't say
he's more of a chipper, Joe.
Yeah, here we say chipper, Joe.
Sure, we're going chipper.
Yes,
so
chipper.
Say you wake up tomorrow or any
day. Well, let's
hope
so.
Let's say
any day you get hammered and wake up the next day, and you know that day is a special day to where you're lighting off the fireworks the next day, and you have to drink again. So what's your remedy for that?
I'm gonna drink again.
What's your remedy though? Just deal with it. Or?
You just drink through it. Like Labor Day is the great example.
Sure,
it's that
Labor Day.
Yeah, you.
We start that Thursday night
so
and go
just
through Monday.
Wake up and just walk.
It's awful.
It's harder to breathe. I don't know how.
Sure, yeah, maybe a cup of coffee, but I don't consider that.
But coffee doesn't make you poop?
It does sometimes.
Oh, everything. Yeah. Everything back
full
to
circle. Back
to
he's obsessed.
But, I mean, you got a headache, take some Tylenol and drink some water or coffee. And
that's one thing you do before you go to bed, now that I live here part-time. I see you taking about 1,800 milligrams of ibuprofen before bed, which is... Your liver's already in trouble.
So I guess if you have to drink the next day, you just drink another beer and... something.
No, I do not believe what's the saying, the
hair of the dog.
Of the dog.
I never believed that either.
No, time is the only thing that really helps.
Sure. Exactly.
Time, because you'll go down to the ballpark Labor Day, and I'll make the mistake of starting to drink again, and you'll have to get a Mountain Dew.
Yeah,
I'll wait. And ease back into it.
Eventually. But eventually, you do drink that one.
Yeah, when I get going.
And, drink the next one, maybe after 3 years.
Let's go. Let's do it up.
Can I address something that Kohut said about never seen Joe in a bad place? Because I have. So I stopped in this past Wednesday with my brother.
Oh.
And Joe had tied one on with Cody the night before. And I called him, like, hey, do you mind if me and Cam stop by? Yeah, come on over.
And in my head, I'm thinking, oh, they're not going to be here that long. Come over, just say hello.
No.
Then,
that's what I thought tonight was going to be, actually.
Yeah. Lewis's, we're kind of like leeches. We just don't leave.
Good ride.
It's a good time. Yes. It's a good time.
So I get here, and Joe's, I think, drinking vinegar out of the
water.
Yes.
Absolutely, I was.
Like straight vinegar?
Apple. Yeah, white vinegar. Yeah.
Like a shot of it, or...?
I had it in a glass with ice and sipping on it.
So anyway, bad place. He sits down at the table with me and Cam, and I'm like, what's it going to take for you to drink tonight? He goes, I'm not doing it. I said, listen, man, let's find some common ground. Finally I can see him looking over here, opens up a bottle of wine, has a glass, hates it. I'm like, give it one more shot. And he ends up drinking the entire bottle of wine. So I have seen him in a bad place, but he just powered through. Like,
and I would say that was worse.
Yeah, but you were hungover.
Yes, yes.
Not bad place.
I did not want to drink that.
Right.
Absolutely. But you did.
But I did.
I do have this persuasive knack about me.
You're pretty convincing.
Well, you weren't going to leave. He noticed you weren't going to leave, so he said, well...
Yeah, bro, it wasn't just me, it was Cameron, too. He was double-dosed with the Luai.
Yeah.
Jeez. If that Lewis squared,
I had a food order, and I had to wait till the next day to even eat my food.
You could have eaten your dinner.
So you didn't eat that whole entire day?
I did not.
Oh, really?
Oh, man.
I did not.
Let's talk about...
Sounds terrible.
Before we, maybe we could wrap it up with this, because, I don't know, seems like a good place to kind of stop, but you're a fun vodka drunk. Like, when you get into those Bloody Marys, I love a good Sloppy Joey Lee story.
Sloppy Joe, if you will.
Sloppy Joe. I know you kids like a extra sloppy.
I think I'm fun on anything, but...
You are fun.
It is different. I will admit.
There are certain...
I am different on vodka. There is a difference. I don't... Yeah.
I'm going to shed light on it.
What it is.
When you get into those Bloody Marys, I had a party at my house one day, and we were outside playing cornhole. Someone said they had, like, cat hair on their shirt, because I have cats. And my buddy was like, does your cat shed, Matt? And Joe looked at him like, well, not outside. Like, the cat doesn't shed outside. Like, just pissed. And the next thing I know, my lawn's on fire.
Oh.
Lit my gas can on fire, kicked it. It looked
happens
like
happens all the time.
This is Vodka Joe.
This is Vodka Joe,
and this is the Joe that you prefer.
No, I think he's fun.
Oh,
after the fire's extinguished.
Once in a great while.
I didn't like the yard on fire because of what the guy said. I was
fire. He wasn't angry.
I'm a happy drunk no matter what.
But it's also a pyro. It looked like Tasmanian Devil got traction on my
yard.
It
looks like Cody shit.
And then wipes with the grass. Alright, does anyone else have anything to talk about?
No, that is
a good place to wrap it up.
Any other good remedies? Or
No. I haven't found one.
Alright,
well, thank you to our guests, Cody Urchowski, Koha, of course, the one and only Matt Lewis. I myself am Joseph Lee. And this segment has once again been brought to you by Alka-Seltzer.
Ta-ta.